This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
7:40 now as we continue. I want to thank Rick Kempfer, who did an interview with me for Illinois Entertainer. I just read through it, and Mike Jacobson, turn your microphone on for a second. Mike, one of the finest producers I've ever seen, got completely cut out of the story. Mike, I just want you to know I went on and on about you, and I didn't, and I was going to have it be Mike Jacobson on Ice, Mike Jacobson, the untold story, and all of it. So I apologize that you were cut. I don't know why you were cut. Have you angered someone?
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job on this show, and I want people to know you're doing a great job.
Well, it sounds like me and Dr. Johnson have something more to talk about than just Mom this week.
Wow. But you know what? You know they have the director's cut, and they cut the best scenes out of the movie? He'll sell the director's cut one day. He'll write a book.
You know how the producer role goes. I've been on both sides of the mic. I've been on air. Producers, you're the offensive lineman. You do all the work.
Yeah, just block, huh?
The quarterback gets the credit, but
just
gosh darn it.
Block, and I'll buy you a watch.
You need that left guard.
But thank you for the fine work you're doing. And
I'm writing a story about you right now.
It's 7:41. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson joins us now. Yesterday at a memorial for the fallen. And last night gets the worst call you can get because he finds out that two of his men have been shot. Do we know how they're doing, Eddie?
Yeah, they're doing fine. We talked to them and their families last night, so their spirits were good. One was shot in the back, and the other one shot in the arm and the hip, so they should make a full recovery.
And these cowards that rolled up next to him and shot them, do we know if they knew there were cops?
Well, they had their Chicago police vest on.
Okay.
You know, we're assuming that they did. We know that they were targeted, you know, for whatever reason. So we will get them. We will get them. There's no doubt in my mind.
Hey, can you imagine, though, from the time that you entered the academy to now, that we'd be living in a time when people would have the temerity and the stupidity to roll up next to a couple of cops and just open fire?
Ugh.
I mean, when I was a kid, nobody did that.
No.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me to where we are as a society right now, and it's getting worse, you know. And that just it's a perfect illustration of how dangerous it is for these officers every day when they put that uniform on and go to work. They just have no idea what to expect on a day-to-day basis. But I'm proud of them because, yet and still, they go out and do the job every day.
Superintendent, I we all thank you for the tireless job that you and everybody, that all the officers do. And I noticed more and more, especially during the May Day marches and rallies on Monday, people thanking police officers.
It's great.
And they should. Everybody should thank, because obviously you keep us safe each and every day. And you should be commended, too, because of all the new technology that you're implementing in the 9th and the 11th districts and all throughout the city. More cameras. Talk a little bit about how that's been so successful.
Are the body cams or cams on poles?
Body cams and then cams on poles, too, and this interactive technology that helps self-police, too.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you all saying that. And, yeah, we've dumped a lot of technology in to help the officers with deployments on a daily basis. So we have a new technology called ShotSpotter, and that's an audio technology that can point us in the right direction, to almost pinpoint where gunshots are fired. And we actually get a 5 to 7 minute head start on when we would normally get a 911 call.
Wow.
That's a great tool. And then we put smartphones in the hands of the officers in those particular districts, so they'll get real-time information. So it actually allows the officers to get there in time enough to still see smoke in some cases from the gunshot. So it's a huge improvement over what we were doing.
You know, Superintendent, as you know, and I think most people understand, the vast majority of the people in the toughest neighborhoods in the city that experience the most violence don't want anything different than the people in the best neighborhoods want. And that's for your family to have a safe day and your kids to maximize their lives and just to go on about your business. Are you seeing more help in the neighborhoods for your cops? Are you seeing more of this no snitches stuff going away?
Yeah, you hit it absolutely right on the head. So what we've seen in the last year or so is more people in the community are stepping up and giving us the information that we need to bring some of these guys to justice. Because let's face it, there are a lot of good people that live in those neighborhoods that are seeing this violence, and they are sick and tired of it. So
right.
We are seeing more cooperation, so I'm pleased with that.
Superintendent, what else can people in the community do to help to make your job easier, to report crimes? What else can people do to help and get on board?
You know, I think we live at a time now where in certain neighborhoods, you know, neighbors don't even know their next door neighbor's name. So I think if they communicate with each other a lot more and also communicate with us, you know, like I said, the vast majority of folks in these neighborhoods are good people that want to see crime reduced. So we're on the right track. And as long as we as CPD keep communicating with them, I think we'll see an improvement on it.
How are you feeling about the churches? Are the churches cohesive enough to help as a group, or is there more individual agendas there?
Yeah, you know, I've been to several churches in the last few months, and they have agreed to get out there, too, and help with the mentorship aspect of it, because some of these guys that are out there, you know, all they need is somebody to help point them in the right direction.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. We have some that just enjoy doing it, but we have a lot of them out there that if someone reached back and touched them and just said, hey, I care about what you're doing, that would go a long way, and the churches have agreed to do that.
Superintendent, on a personal note, too, you look great. You look fantastic. What? Diet and exercise, or what? I want to know the weight loss.
Stop hitting on the superintendent.
Well, I appreciate that. I would hate to think that I'm doing all this hard work and nobody notices, but
we notice.
Yep, I've dropped 35 pounds since February 1st, but it's actually exercise. I do about 40 minutes of cardio every day and eating healthy. So it's not really a diet. I'm eating four smaller meals a day. And when I start eating in the morning, I usually eat about every 3 hours until I eat that fourth meal. So it's worked out quite well.
Hey, God bless, because we know you still have to deal with that surgery down the road, but that could still happen, at any time, right?
Yeah, so there are potential donors out there, and my son is actually a potential donor. So, you know, what I didn't know before all of this is that the doctors are more strict on the donor than they are the recipient. So they just want to make sure that a possible donor doesn't have any adverse effects moving forward. So I think we'll have something done in the next month and a half or so.
Well, again, nothing but prayers and good, you know, good feelings about it. So good luck with that. In the meantime, selfishly, because we know how the rank and file feels about you and a tough situation you stepped in to take the superintendent's job under the circumstances that you did, the question is, while you are on the mend, who's going to do your job?
Well, First Deputy Kevin Navarro is ready to go. You know, that's why you have a first deputy, and, you know, then the chief of patrol would be next in line. But we have a succession plan, so, you know, and I don't plan on being out that long, so we'll be fine.
Last question before I let you go. We saw some of the violence spread with carjackings, and, you know, occasionally you get a Gold Coast shooting, or you're getting some guys literally taking CTA to Lincoln Park or other neighborhoods. You know, just like a work day.
Right. And the smash and grabs, too.
Yeah, the smash and grabs. But like a work day, you get on a CTA train at 3, you go to Lincoln Park, you mug a few people, you clock out, and you go home.
Right.
Is that spread being shut down? Because I haven't heard as much about it lately. The carjackings were news, but some of these neighborhood muggings seem to be dying down.
Yeah, I'm actually quite pleased. Those officers in those districts up north have done a phenomenal job and tapping that down. You know, we beefed up our patrols around CTA stops to ensure that that doesn't happen. So those robberies that were occurring up north have really tapped down a little bit.
And I've noticed more police officers on the CTA and on those L stops, too, especially South Loop and downtown as well.
Yeah, we have an obligation to keep everybody in the city safe. So, you know, it's a challenge, but the men and women of CPD are up to it.
We look forward to seeing you in studio soon, and thank you for the work you're doing, and obviously thanks to the men and women that serve not just you, but us every day.
Thank you for saying that, and make sure you say a prayer for those two officers.
You bet. Thanks. That's Eddie Johnson, your Chicago Police Superintendent.